Shalom Aleichem Rabbosei. Today's daf is Shabbos daf Kuf Yud. We are going weiter with inyanim of Refua in the times of the Gemara, which obviously, as you'll see, is not the Shaykh nowadays. A lot of interpretations why this is true. Lemaisa, the most basic pshat perhaps, is Nishtana Tzvayim, that simply nature has changed and these remedies are no longer relevant. That is, you know, that's something, a topic that's brought up in different areas of halacha, notably by Nida as well, and certain aspects. But either way, lemaisa, we have all of these refuas and all of these remedies for different illnesses, and we will learn them because they are just as much a part of the Gemara as all the other stuff. So we are, let's see, how many lines up we are? We are Haiman de Bola Chiyuva, right? That's where we're holding on Kuf Tes Amud Beis. Yes, that's, let's see, Haiman de Bola, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines up, right smack in the middle of the lines. The Gemara says like this, Haiman de Bola Chiyuva, if somehow you swallow a snake, so obviously not the greatest thing to do, Lochle Kashusa de Milcha, you should eat hops that has been salted to the heart to and run 3 mil, right, to kind of churn up your stomach and, you know, get the snake out of there. So Rav Shimi bar Ashi Chazi Elu Gavra, Rav Shimi bar Ashi saw some guy, the Bala Chayusa, or he swallowed a snake. It'd be like a parsha, it appeared to him like a parsha. A parsha is not a parsha of the Torah, a parsha is an officer. Rashi says, Tovso umiyasro, shapachad umruchat, kashos miyatin kocho. Basically, he scared him. He appeared like an officer, some sort of person that would have frightened him. So he would run away, like, you know, with strength, not like kind of a jog, but to run really fast. Varzay kamei talsamil, made him run 3 mil, v'nafkevinei gobi gobi, and the snake came out piece by piece. Ikidamri, some other people say, Rav Shimi bar Ashi, balach yuva, it was actually Rav Shimi bar Ashi himself who swallowed the snake. And also Eliyahu is made like a parsha, and Eliyahu and Avi came and appeared like this officer, and Ochle Keshuza de Bemilcha, and he made him eat this hops that had been salted. Varate Kamei Tfasamili made him run 3 mil, and he made frightened him. Venavik Mene Gobi Gobi, and again it came out piece by piece. Hai man de Traxe de Tarke Chiyuya. There's some person who was bitten by a snake. Lesi ubra, what do you do? Lesi ubra de chamra chiyurta. Should get the ubar, the embryo, the fetus of a white donkey. Velikare and tear it open. Velosve iluya and sit on it. Vani mili lo shtachach treifa. That only works if the donkey is not a treifa. A treifa is the animal that's going to die soon. So the Gemara says, Ahu bar kasha de Pumbadisa, there was a sergeant or an officer in Pumbadisa, de Tarke Chiyuya, he was bitten by a snake, and Havatoyser Chamri Chiyurta de Pumbadisa, and apparently there were 13 white donkeys in Pumbadisa, Karinu Lakulu, and they tore all of them open, Vishtachinu Trefa, but they found that all of them were Trefos. There's one left at the other side of Pumbadisa, but until they got there, Maisile Acho Arye, and then a lion came and ate it before they got back. So they told the story to Abaye, Dilma Chiyuya de Rabban Tarke. So the people surmised, right, the rumor was that the Chiyuya de Rabbanan, the snake of the Rabbanan, bit him. Right, as the Gemara says, that someone is poured together, yishchen and nachash, that someone who violates a din derabanan should get bitten by a snake. Right, we treat derabanan very seriously. But right, the less layasusa, because there is no cure for such a thing. The chetiv, the pasuk says, poured together. Oh, sorry, jump the gun a little bit. Poured together, yishchen and nachash. Right, that a snake should bite anyone who jumps a fence, literally, but it means together that it was a fence, a halacha that was made by the rabanan. Right, you shouldn't disregard it. So Amulai, Abaye said to them, or they said to Abaye, maybe Abaye said, oh, maybe that's what happened. Amulai, and they said to Abaye, in Rebbe, yes, you were right. The Chinuch Nafshish to Rav, because when Rav passed away, Gozer Rav Yitzchak Bar Bisno, the Leka, the Limte Asa, the Gidmi Levehi, love it. When he passed away, Rav Yitzchak Bar Bisno said, no one should bring different branches, perhaps. I forget, different types of branches to a wedding, betavla, with bells. I mean, you shouldn't celebrate too much. But this officer, you know, this person did that. So Tarke Chiyuya Umes. So apparently you see that he disregarded the Din Rabbanan, the Xer of the Rabbanan, so a snake bit him and he died. Excuse me, it's a little bit later than usual. Haiman de Karche Chiyuya. Let's say now a person is has a snake wrapped around his leg. So Linchos de Maya, he should go into the water, Velischof the Dikula Aresha, put a basket over his head. Really over the head of the snake. It doesn't mean his head, I would imagine. V'lihat keminei, and push the snake away from him. V'chisalik yuliya, and when the snake gets onto the basket, lishdei l'maya, just chuck it in the water, v'lislog v'lesei, and then you can get out of there. Haiman demikni bei chiyuya, again, the snake was very angry at him, this person. So, i'ika chavri behedya, if you have someone traveling with you, or someone with you, lirkevei arba garmide, you should take a piggyback ride on your friend for dalet amos. V'ilow, and if you can't, so lishar nagra, jump over a bit of water. V'ilow lihar, because the snake's less likely that it'll follow you. V'ilow lihavar nagra, then otherwise, if you can, right, cross a river. Uvelula, uvelele, and at night, losve lapuria ara chavisa, you should get his bed on four barrels, or support the bed, meaning move your bed a little bit higher up. V'nigne be kochve, sleep under the stars, so a snake doesn't get you from above, right, from the roof. V'lezi arba shunri, bring four cats. V'lesrinu arba kari depuria, and tie them to the legs of the bed. V'lezi shachve, and you should get some pieces of wood, some twigs, maybe. V'lishne hasam, and put them around the floor. D'chishamakale, so then the cats will hear the snake coming, and achlile, and they will eat it. Right, cats are useful creatures. Haimad derai da basra. There was a person who was being run after by a snake. So lirhit be chalsa. So you should run in the sand. Okay, that's another way to get away. Obviously, if it's a sand, I guess they didn't have. What's the snake that a bunch of snakes live in the sand? Adders and sidewinders. All right. Either way, the mice a snake that's not able to run in the sand. You can run into the desert. Now, very strange Gemara. Again, hearkening back to the times of Gan Eden. Hai itza dechazia chiyuya. If a woman sees a snake, v'lo yada iyoiv daite iluya ilave, o lo yoiv daite ilave. And she does not know if he desires her. And Rashi says it's for bia. Okay, like I said, back in the day, times of Gan Eden. So the shalach mana, she should throw her clothing at him. V'nishadye kameh. And throw the clothing at him. If it kind of goes in and out of the clothing as if it's interested, so then daita ilova. So then he's definitely thinking about her. But if it just ignores it, so then lo yoyev daita ilova. He's not actually thinking about her. Maita kante. What do you do? So very strange. The Gemara says tishamish kame. She should have bia with her husband in front of the snake, right, to make it. Rashi says that'll make her disgusting to him. Some people say, no, that's culture gain to Tarkiv Le Yitzre. That will make him even more, interested in sleeping with her. It's Ella Tishkol Mazia Umutorfa. Rather, you should take some of her hair and some of her nails. Vitashdebe, and throw it at him. Vitema, you should say, Dishtana Ana. I am Anida. Rashi says that's not really true, right? But that's just what you should say to perhaps get the snake to run away from you. Okay. Also, very, very strange. Hai itza de al bachiyusa. If Rachman Atzlan, a woman had a snake go into her, right, from her private area. Crazy situation, right? You can imagine slightly, because back in the day, people didn't wear tight undergarments, right? They used to wear, just like robes and stuff. But very strange scenario. If, God forbid, a woman has a snake inside of her, so lifsei, she should part her legs. Velosvei, Tarti chavisa, and sit on two different barrels. She will be open, to get the snake out. Velesi bisra shmena, you should bring some fatty meat. Velishde agurma, agumri, and put it, right, cook it on some coals. Velesi, so it smells nice. Velesi agana de tachle, you should bring some cress. Vechamer rechasna, and some good smelling wine. Velosu hasam, and put it over there. You should mix the wine, right, and the cress together. Velinkod savta biyada, and the woman should hold a pair of utensil in her hand. Mechimerech recha, and the snake smells the meat. Venafek viasi, and he comes out. So lishkele velikle beinura, she can grab him. I guess it must have been some sort of like tongs or like some sort of, I don't know, not a fork or some sort of situation where you can grab her. where she can grab the snake and then throw it in the velike benurash, throw it in the fire. Dilo hadriluya, because she doesn't kill it now, so then it's going to keep on coming back. All right, pretty wild Gemara, but apparently that that must have happened. Kola ochlin again. The Gemara says a person can eat. The Mishnah said that you can eat any food that is and any drink that is used for healing, but it is also eaten. Stop. So the Gemara says kola ochlin l'suyimai. What does that include? So l'suyi t'chol shinayim. It includes if you eat. I don't know why you do this, but you eat an animal's spleen to kind of help a toothache. Okay, v'karshina l'vnei me'ayin, and some sort of vegetables to help your stomach. Okay, kol ha'mashkin l'asuyimai, what does that include? That's mutter. L'asuyimai tzlafin b'chometz, to include water that has been soaked with chometz, is vinegar, and tzlafin is, if you remember, that was a suggestion that maybe tzlafchad was one of the, this is the bush that he was gathering, if he is actually the Mekoshe Jetsim. So tzlafin, some sort of low bush, and soaked in water with vinegar. Amalei Ravina the Rava, Ma'o Lishtos Meri Glayim B'Shabbos. This person allowed to drink urine on Shabbos. As I mentioned before, sometimes urine can heal a person from certain things. I forgot Taka what. I guess I put it out of my mind. Anyway, Amalei Tanino, we learned that a Brisa called Amashkin Shos, so you can drink any drink, right? Again, because what were we concerned about? If you mentioned yesterday that we're concerned that it'll look like you're doing refuah. So if you drink, I don't know, water, so even if raw water would technically cure whatever you have, so you're just drinking water. It looks like you're drinking a beverage. But if you're drinking something that only sick people drink, so then it looks like you're doing refuah. So here, obviously, Meir Glayim, Lo Shosu Inish, nobody drinks urine. It's disgusting. So you could only be possibly drinking that for refuah, and therefore it's usher to drink on Shabbos. Okay, and we said you can only drink, as Mishnah said, but any drink, chus, we made the kolim, except for this water of palm trees. So Tana was under the Braisa, chus, we made the karim. It's actually... except for this water that is Dekar. Dekar is to stab somebody. The Gemara is going to say, this is the beer that we're going to talk about, Egyptian beer. As we'll see, this is Machlokas in the Gemara. Fascinating if you know your beer. So the Gemara is about to say in a minute, was Egyptian beer a wheat beer or a barley beer? All right, either way, we're going to talk about it in a second, but that's made the Karim. That is Aser. So Gemara says, Mantana made the Karim. According to the guy who says it's made the Karim, Shem Dokrim is Hamara. Because apparently, it messes up a person's gallbladder. Okay, Umad the Tama made the kolim. Someone who says it's the water of palm trees says sheyotin min shnei the kolim. It apparently comes out from two palm trees when they're planted together. So my made the kolim. What is this? Amar Rabba Bar Barona tarti tloi ika b'marava. There are two tloi. Tloi is a tree in Eretz Yisrael. V'nafka ina b'mayami benayu. And there is a spring, a river of water that comes from between them. Kasa kama marape. First, if you drink the first kasa kama, the first cup of this water, marape will kind of help a person if he is constipated. Edoch, the second one with shalshel, will help him if, kind of clean his system out. Edoch, and the third one, kechi de aile hachi nafki. And the way what comes in, that's the way it goes out. Because by that point, a person's already cleaned out his system. You've already cleaned the pipes, and the lice is going to come in. It's going to go out as soon as clear as it came in. Amar Ula Uva said, "Didi shazi shech de bavloya. I drank Babylonian beer. Umali minahu, and it's better than all of this. The va bahu, but that's only the lo rogil be arbayim yomim. If you have not drank it in 40 days, because if you have, then your body has gotten used to it." Okay. Rav Yosef says, "Zisoma mitzri, this Egyptian beer." So tilsa sori, it's 1/3 barley. Tilsa kurtimi, 1/3 saffron, they translate as. Tilsa milcha, and 1/3 salt. Okay, obviously there's liquid in there, there's water in there. But Rav Papa says tilsa chiti, 1/3 wheat. Tilsa kurtimi, tilsa milcha, and 1/3 salt, and 1/3 saffron. So the machlok is whether, I don't know if you like wheat beer, if you like barley beer, regular hops, regular lager. Or maybe you like something else, or maybe you don't like beer at all. But either way, this Egyptian beer that they used to have back in the day was machlokas of what it was made out of. Simone simonech. I get a kick out of that because. All right. Anyway, fine. Veshasilu divcha laatzarta, and a person can drink this between Pesach and Shavuos. It only works during that time. Dekamit marapile, because when a person is constipated, it will help you heal. dirpi, and if person is having shilshul, having some sort of diarrhea, komet levi, it will help combine and help your stomach. Okay. Of course, ikrin, you have a potion of, translated as something that will help a person to be sterile. So my kos ikrin, what does that mean? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, lesi maskal zuza kuma de Alexandria, should bring an Alexandrian something. I forget already. Kuma, I forget what kuma is. Kuma de Alexandria. Rashi says over here, sraf ilano, sap. Alexandrian sap, right? The amount of azuz, the weight of azuz. Umiskal zuza, the weight of azuz for gavya gila, for aluminum. Some sort of, I guess, I assume it's not aluminum. Right, Rashi says alum, but I assume it's not aluminum. Okay, I'm not sure what that is. Umiskal zuza kurkuma rishka, and azuz weight of saffron. Velishcha kinu ba'diyadadi, and grind them together. Lazava, what about to heal azava? Azava, again, if you, that's, when a woman has blood, so depending on what time it falls out, when it comes, either during her zava period or her nida period, right, it's going to have different halachic scenarios. So if a woman is azava, right, and she's having 3 days of blood in a row, right, zava was then when she normally would not see blood. So if a woman is bleeding during her nida time and during her ziva time, right, meaning the time when she should not be seeing blood, right, so that's a problem because that she's going to be usher a lot. And certainly it's not a healthy thing. So the Gemara talks about, and again, we're going to do almost all the second daf is going to be healing Zava, a woman who bleeds abnormally and bleeds too much. Apparently it was a common thing because they suggest like 15, I don't know, maybe not that many, but they suggest like 10 different remedies. So either way, for Lazava, for a woman who's really bleeding a lot during a time that's not normal, so Tlasa V'chamra, one-third, mix all those three things that we just mentioned, the sap and the alum or the aluminum, whatever, and the saffron, mix it with wine, Velomi Akron, it won't make her sterile. Leroka, Lerakona, if a person has jaundice, however, so train the shechra, take two of those ingredients with shechra, with beer, umiakar, and that will make a person sterile. Okay. Lazava, Tlasa, Bacharma, Veloliakra. For Azava, again, you should take all of these, as we mentioned, take all of these three ingredients, the sap, the alum, and the saffron, mix it with wine, and Velomiakra won't make her sterile. Vimlo, if you don't have that stuff, Lacey, Tlasa, Kfize, Shimchi, Parsai, you should take three Kfize. Kfize is an amount. As Rashi says on top, Kli Machzik Gimel Lugin, so it's three Lugin of Persian onions. Okay, Rashi says they're Bitzalim and Parsai Gedolim Haim. Okay, so you have three Lug of these really big onions. Vinishlog, Bechamra, boil them in wine. Vinashkei, give it to her to drink. Vinemela, Kumi Zoveich. And said that you will stop from being Azav, you'll have the blood stop. Vilo, and if not, Losra Parshan Zrachim, there's another remedy. Sit at a crossroads, velinke kasa dechamra biyadei, and hold a cup of wine in your hand. Velasi inish meachora, and this is hilarious, and a person should come up from behind her, libyase, and frighten her, and scare her. And they go, boo! That's like the cure for hiccups. Velemele, and you should say, kumi zovech, you could stop your ziva flow. Veim lo, and if you can't do that, so laisi buna de kamuna, get some cumin, ubuna de morica, and some saffron, uvuna de shavalisa, and some fenugreek. V'nishlag b'chamra, again, boil in wine. V'nashkei, she should drink it. V'neim alei, kum mizovech. V'im lo, and if that doesn't work, so leisei shitin shiei didana, bring 60 seals for a barrel. Right, clay, I mean, some of them are made out of clay, or like some sort of smooth paste. V'lishvei, and put that all over her. Right after it's soft, right, smear it on her almost. V'neim alei, kum mizovech. V'im lo, and if that doesn't work, then leisei pashtina, should take pashtina. Pashtina is some sort of vegetable, some sort of growth from the ground. Velishtek b'chamra, boil in water, velishvei, and smear it all over her, and say, komi zovech, right, get, stop your flow. Don't have your ziva, don't have your blood. V'ilo, and if you can't do that, so then, leisei chargona dehigsa romisa. Person should get a shrubbery, some sort of growth called charnuga and romisa. Velikle, and you burn it. Velisbe, the shachke, the kitna, the kaitna, and take the ashes, meaning in rags that were torn from the summer. Vachashake, the amar gufna besisra, or cotton, right, linen, oh, sorry, that's right, linen clothing that's worn in the summer, and, or cotton clothing that's in the winter, and then that will help, if she wears those, that will help, all right? V'ilo, and if you can't do that, so then l'chrei sheva birei, she digs seven holes, v'likli l'hu b'hu shabishta yalda da'arla, and burn a piece of an orla vine, right? Orla, again, is the first 3 years, you're not allowed to use a fruit, so it applies to vineyards as well. So take an orla vine, and she have a cup of wine in her hand, and she should get up from one of those holes, and then go sit in another one, and go into this one, go into that one. Then every time she gets up and goes out, kum mizovech, they should say to her, kum mizovech. And if that doesn't work, so leise smida, bring some flour, veliska lipalga de tatoi, and smear it over, you know, push it over, I guess, right, liska, literally to anoint, right, on her lower part of her body. Vele male kum mizovech. If you can't do that, leise biasa da namisa, should get an ostrich egg. I didn't realize they had ostriches back in Bavel, but okay. But luckily, and you burn it, and again, do this thing with the ashes and either the linen during the summer, or the cotton during the winter, and then she should wear that, and then hopefully that will help. And if you can't do that, liftach la chavisa dechamra lishma. My person should open a barrel of wine. I mean, Rashi says over here, where's that Rashi? That means that she should drink a lot of wine. Right? Meaning, when it doesn't mean just open the barrels, right? In the stomach, she should then partake of the wine. Okay, there's a lot of Rashis over here. Okay, I'm not going to find it. That's the pshat. V'lo, and if you can't do that, and that's finally the end of it, if I'm not mistaken, linkage sara, or sarta de mishtachas bekufa de kudna. Chavira, you should take some barley that was found in the feces or the dung of a white mule. Inukta chayoma, if she holds it for 1 day, so unpaska treyome, and her blood will stop for 2 days. Inukta treyome, if she holds it for 2 days, so paska tlasayome, her blood will stop for 3 days. Inukta tlasayome, and if she holds it for 3 days, so then paska lolom, it will stop forever. Mustama, I would imagine you can wash it off. Mustama, she has not to hold it. Okay. That's about Ziva. I always don't know how to pronounce this stuff, but let's say Liarkona for jaundice. So what do you do for that? Train b'shichar u'miyakar. Take two of the things that we said before, again, the sap, either the alum or the saffron, and mix that with beer, u'miyakar, and that will make a person sterile. V'imlo, if you can't do that, lysi reisha d'shibuta d'milcha. Take the head of a salted fish, called a shibuta, v'lishlok b'shichra, and you should, again, put it into beer, v'lishti, you should drink that mixture. V'ilo, and if you can't do that, l'aisi monina d'kamtze, take juice of locusts. V'leka monina d'kamtze, and if you don't have that, l'aisi monina d'nikri, you should get juice of nikri, which is, Rashi says is over here, is what type of animal? I forget. Rashi says min ofos katana, so as type of small bird. Okay, v'le'ale bebane, go into a bathhouse, v'lishfeye, and smear it all over him. V'leka bebane, and if there is no bathhouse, alokme bein tanura laguda, put him between the tanura, the oven, laguda, and the wall, because it's warm there. And then like he'll shvitz, amar biyochanan harutza shi'ichamemenu, and you want to warm him up, you can chana b'sedino, or you could wrap him in a sadin, in a sheet. Okay. Ravacha bar Yosef Chashbei, Ravacha bar Yosef had this illness, and Avid le Rav Kahana v'itzi, and Rav Kahana did this, and he was healed. V'ilo, and if you can't do that, so leisi tlosa kafize tamra par siyata, bring three kafize. Again, we said that was a utensil that can hold three log of Persian dates. Utlosa kafize de kira de nish terufe, and three, again, kafiz of wax from honeycomb, utlasa kafize ahala de tola, and get three kafize of red aloe. Okay, uvlishla kinu b'shichra, again, boil it, mix it up with beer. Velishtin, you should drink that. Velo, and if you can't do that, so let's say Ilo Bar Chamra, you should bring a donkey foal, F-O-A-L, a baby donkey. Velagolach mitziyasa dereshe, and shave the middle of the person who's sick. Shave the middle of his head. Velishpikle damame apuse. And get some blood from the baby donkey's forehead. Velosve areshe, and put it on his head. Put it on the person who's sick. Put it on his head. Velizar me'ene, make sure you don't get it in his eyes. Dolo lisme mehu, because otherwise it will blind him. Okay, if you learn, if you can't do that, so let's say Resha, the Barcha, the Manach, the Kivsha, you could get a ram's head that has been pickled. For Lishlok, Meshukhar, and again, boil it in beer, Vilishti, and you should drink that. If you learn, if that doesn't work out, so if you don't have that, you can't do that. Let's say Davar Acher, Chutrana. Davar Acher, when referring to animals, so not always, the Racher can often refer to either a Vodazoro or Gilearaios, but here when he's talking about animals, the Dover Acher, the other one, is very often talking about a pig, because, you know, that's the ultimate Tomei animal. Either way, bring a pig, that Chutrona that has spots, Velikare, and rip it open, Velosve Alibe, and put that on the patient's heart, meaning put that on the person who is sick, put it on his heart. Kind of weird, but okay, this is what they used to do. If you alone, if you can't do that, Lysi Karte mi Kavtusa Dimitri, a Persian, excuse me, should bring vegetables, leeks, I think it is, that grow in the middle aisle of the leek patch. Okay? And I forget why exactly they have to be in the middle. But all right, the middle row of these leeks, right? And Hahutai de Chashbe, there's an Arab who has had this issue of jaundice. Amar le Ginai, he said to his gardener, Shekol Gulime, right, take my coat, V'havli Mishra de Karti, give me the middle row, or I guess a row of leek. Yahweh the gardener gave it Achle. Sorry, it's pretty late. And Amr Lady said to him, Oshlan Gleime, and he said, let me borrow the coat that you bought for me. I guess they exchanged it in terms of, you know, they made a trade. The Igni Bekali, and I'll sleep in it a little bit. The Ikrach Ganabe, and he wrapped himself in that coat, and he fell asleep. Ekad Ichamam, right, and he got very hot. Right, I guess he burned off the illness. Vekam, and he got up, and Nafal Purta Purta Mine, and the coat fell away in pieces because, right, I guess he had been so hot that he burned through the cloth, and it kind of disintegrated. Okay, Rebose, we'll stop here. Tomorrow with Hashem, we'll go right there, and we'll get out of this the refuah situation. Well, I guess not really. That's not really true. We'll go into different refuahs, right? The Mishnah, as you can see already, is talking about toothaches. But okay, we'll talk about the Seder Gomer. We're almost done with this parak, with Hashem, and we will go right there in the Heilige Shas. All right, guys, have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.